Good morning and Merry Christmas here on the first Sunday of Christmas. Too often we forget that Christmas is actually a season. It's a short season, 12 days. It's not just the 25th of December. When you've heard the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, it's actually referring from December 25th through Epiphany. Those 12 days right there. But I believe this is a special season. It's a special time to celebrate the coming of Christ, the incarnation of Christ, the coming and fulfillment of the prophecies of the Messiah. I believe it's important for us to take this time to truly embrace and experience and celebrate that hope that comes from Christ and the season of Christmas. This time is set aside for us to do so and to embrace the fulfillment of God's faithfulness. Today, our scripture reading is from Luke 2, but not that part of Luke 2 that we read on Christmas Eve, which is 1 through 20. This morning, we're going to read from 22 through 40 out of Luke 2. It's a part of the story of Jesus not long after his birth. So I invite you to hear these words from Luke's gospel, starting at verse 22 of chapter 2 of Luke. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him into his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age, having lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment, she came and began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Here at the beginning of the season of Christmas, on this first Sunday, we come to a story that includes, Mary and Joseph following a family religious and their cultural customs of presenting Jesus to the temple to be designated as holy. They were following their traditions and embracing them and being a faithful people in doing so. But then you also have Simeon and Anna in the story. Two folks of advanced age who had waited for the fulfillment of the prophecies of the Messiah. They had waited their lives for the hope that was found in Jesus. Now, it may seem a bit strange. We spent all of Advent, you know, the season right before this one, talking about waiting. And here we are again in the season of Christmas with a story about waiting. It can seem a bit much now that we are talking yet again about waiting. But I think there's more to the story of Simeon and Anna than just waiting. What we see here is a fulfillment of the promises that God had made to the people of Israel, promises that Simeon and Anna were able to witness and experience in their lives. I think this story is appropriate for this time, for this season of Christmas, where we are experiencing the fulfillment and celebrating the fulfillment of the birth of Christ and all the fulfillment of the prophecies that he would be the Messiah. I believe we can look at the story of Simeon and Anna and get caught up in the waiting. But here we see fulfillment. We see, in some ways, the payoff from their waiting, if I could be so bold to use those words. And I think this is important for us, you know, for many reasons, but a big one why I think the story of Simeon waiting and of Anna and, you know, her dedication of waiting for the Messiah and being at the temple, the importance of these two stories reminds us that even though we may wait a long time for God to be at work in our lives, for God to fulfill promises in our lives, they are fulfilled. It may not be exactly how we imagine those promises being fulfilled. It may not be exactly how we may conceptualize God being faithful. But I believe this story shares that faithfulness, that promise, that the promises that God has made throughout Scripture are indeed fulfilled. And I'd almost say more importantly, those promises are remembered. When we wait in our lives, it can be easy to forget that God is with us. It can be easy to forget because we get caught up in so many different things that we get so caught up, you know, especially in our instant gratification world where we're not used to waiting for a long period. We can forget how God is faithful and how God remembers us. But with Simeon and Anna, God remembered God's promises, and Simeon and Anna saw those promises fulfilled for them and for us as well. But I also believe it's important for us to remember, as we recall this story, that we not see that time of waiting that we go through, of waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises in our lives, that we don't see that as waiting for a wish list to be fulfilled, or, you know, we're waiting for some kind of achievement. Instead of that period of waiting being something that is wasted or squandered, we see the dedication of Anna and Simeon to their faith and how they witnessed that fulfillment. And instead of bemoaning that they had to wait so long for God to act in their lives, instead they praised God because God remembered. I believe it's important for us to remember and embrace how God remembered Simeon and Anna, how God remembered the prophecies given in Scripture, and how Christ fulfills those prophecies. We can get pulled in so many directions and pulled away from our faith, pulled away from God, pulled away from Christ, that we can forget that God is faithful and that God is with us. One of the names used to describe Christ is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And we see Christ as Emmanuel, as the Messiah, as our Savior, as God with us. So as we go through this season of Christmas, and as we go throughout our lives, let us not forget that God is with us, that God is faithful, and that God is at work in our lives, even if it seems to take a long time. God is with us. And I believe that is something we can celebrate in the season of Christmas and for all of our days. Amen.